Aloha, my name is Reverend Cindy Paulus, and today I'm going to be talking about being good receivers and transmitters of light. I know there are many light workers out there, and it's a wonderful term, light workers. But there's many ways we can work with light and to be in tune with the highest vibration of light, to receive that Christ-like light, the highest vibration of the power of light, means we have to be aligned. And we also have to know what happens when we're a little bit out of aligned and how to get back into being good receivers of light, and also how we can send that light out to others. I see so many times on Facebook or Instagram or any postings where people ask for prayers to be sent. And of course, we do a little prayer symbol, and sometimes that's all we have time to do. But if every time someone asked for a prayer, if we really were able to send the highest light through the highest source to their soul or to the soul of the situation, there would be such an amazing amplified power. And that would be such an amazing gift if you're a light worker to be able to do that. So we're going to go a little bit into this. And I want to go back to the beginning. Let's go back to the very beginning where it was said in the Bible, in the beginning, there was God. And God said, let there be light. And from light, all things came forth. So there are many things in the Bible that I like to translate into the Aramaic version, including the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer. But I really feel of all the things in the Bible, this is a very clear and powerful translation. And if you think about it, what it's saying in my mystical path that I follow, that all things came forth from light, and light can be therefore thought of as the unmanifest spirit of God made manifest. If you just take a moment to digest how powerful that is. When you're working with light, you're working with the total source of all creation, the first manifest, unmanifested, becoming manifested. And that goes back to what I was saying about where does that light come from? Receiving that light from the source of the highest source of all of that light, receiving it and being able to process it, digest it, and then send it out also. And there's many, many processes I've spent a lifetime studying with light. I'm Cindy Paulus, but my formal name, Cindy, comes from Lucinda, which means light. And when I had a mystical experience at a young age of joining with union with God, there was this amazing, bright, bright, bright light. The brightest light of like a million suns. And I call my company Bright Light Productions because of that. And if you can imagine that light, when you become enlightened, that light totally transforms you and attunes you to a higher light. So that's a powerful, powerful gift of knowing how to call upon that light. And when you're calling upon that light, how you can actually go to that source and bring it in. And it's not just in meditation. The real work sometimes is actually when you're out there in the world trying to do things you think are important, and then there's some blocks to it. This happened to me recently. I got another computer, I got another Adobe Audition downloading source, and then all of a sudden my old computer that I record everything here on wouldn't work any longer. And I literally, you know, spent probably 2 hours trying to fix it. And finally I said, you know, I've got to stop. Sometimes when we have things that happen that block us, we just have to put the brakes on and stop. And then we need to go into a place where we can get aligned again and not get frustrated. And there's ways to do that. Some sacred tools that you learn along the pathway. And one of the greatest tools is to be able to breathe, because breath sweeps mind. And your breathing actually is a pure reflection of what your mind and your body are going through. So this is what we do always when we go into meditation. We stop and we do clearing breaths to get ourselves aligned with that light. And that's a wonderful thing to do. Another great thing to do is to go in nature. Nature is a great healing clearing agent to tune you into the light and the pure love of nature and God. So that's one of the things you learn when you're a light worker, is how to use light in meditation, in prayer, and when you're doing your practical mysticism, when you're out in the world working as a light worker, which is the best learning field. The best learning lessons come from times we are blocked and we can't create what we want. When times are really hard, like they have been for so many people, for those who have lost their homes to fire, to floods, when we see the situation in the world and listen to the news, we realize how we have to be really using our power as light workers. And when we join together here in meditation, and we join with others in the world, that is an amplified source of wonderful energy that can help change negative situations into positive situations. Because pure light is positive energy. Pure positive energy. What an amazing gift to be able to go to that pure source of positive energy. Another thing you can do if you're finding yourself blocked or stopped or challenges coming is to be grateful, to go to gratitude. That gratitude brings in positive energy and light. It's a great way to go back and totally feel that energy change. And if we can just use those three things, using your breath, using gratitude, and going into nature, you have some very powerful tools to use. And the other thing to remember is your soul is always there. It's, I think, one of the most powerful tools you can use in your sacred toolbox, because the soul holds the essence of your spirit, and it is your transmitter of light. We are in a world of frequencies and energies, and the frequencies change. And astrology partly is about that, but there's times that change, and the frequencies and sounds and energies change. And we need to be aligned with those frequencies, and if we're out of harmony, we need to get back in harmony to be in tune with our light and the light that is working right now with the world. And that's where we develop our loving relationship with our soul and our heart to work as those light workers that are so needed in the world right now. So let's take some few deep clearing breaths. Let's go inside, breathing that positive energy in. And we want to ask for that energy coming in to be from the highest source, the highest resource. So breathe in the light from the highest source right now. And call it in your pause at the top of your breath, and now receive it and allow yourself to be bathed in that light as you breathe out. Let your body be bathed in light. Breathing in that light from the highest source. Holding that light and feeling yourself aligned with the highest light. And breathe out and allow that light to do its work in your body, to align your spine, to align your chakras. Breathing in, going deeper and deeper within, and now see if your chakras are aligned. Allow that light from the highest source to come down from that source through your crown chakra, See your crown chakra glowing with stars. See that crown lit with the light of 1,000 stars. See it blossoming and allow it to now be a receptor of your light. And let it receive that light from your soul, and now let that light come into your head. And see that light clearing anything away that's not in alignment with the highest light. Let that light circle your entire head area inside and now outside, circling and circling and circling till you see in your inner vision more light coming in. Till you feel that yourself is attuned to that high frequency of light and all of your energy is becoming lighter and lighter. And now breathe in and let that light go down to your beautiful aquamarine throat chakra, where your creative spirit is based and where your energy of speaking is living. Feel that energy in your throat chakra. Put your hand lightly on your throat chakra and use that humming sound in aum. Feel that hum that in your throat and allow that humming energy to clear your throat chakra out and to heal anything blocking your creative spirit. And allow that wonderful light from the source now to move into your heart chakra. And breathe that light into your heart chakra, placing your hand on your heart chakra, and see this beautiful light coming into your heart chakra. The heart chakra is a beautiful emerald green, and see it now radiating with the magnetism of pink love. And feel that magnetism that is literally alive there in your heart. It's a magnetic force that you can use. It's got an amazing power. This love energy will heal you and heal anything that needs to be cleared right now with that light, seeing that heart chakra enlightened with love, love, love. Give yourself a moment to allow that heart chakra to be aligned with the highest love, the unconditional love that comes from the source of all. And now breathe in again and see your entire beautiful third chakra spinning with light and love. With the as in human, who, see that whole area there completely being cleared of any emotions and anything that may be going on. And then see that light freely moving down to your root chakra and see the ruby red flower of creation being energized by that light. Imagine your root chakra is a beautiful, beautiful flower with petals, and let each petal of your root chakra be brought to light and see that light taking root in your root chakra, clearing away anything that may be causing blocks there. And now as you are breathing in again, that light is being sent out to your legs and your knees and your calves and your feet, and you breathe that in. And see yourself now surrounded in the highest light. And allow that light then again from the crown chakra with the stars to spin around and expand out. And allow that spinning light of the stars to completely clear your aura. Spinning around your entire body, spiraling around your outer body and your aura. Clearing, 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 clearing. All the way down to your feet and beyond. And now you should be feeling energized and cleared. So now that you are now clear, go to your soul. Call upon your soul. Go to that quiet place within. That I am, that I am presence there in your soul. And be still. Be attuned. Allow your soul energy to be reattuned to your highest frequency that holds your destiny and purpose. Open yourself up to receive your highest frequency right now. Feel comfortable in that energy. Accept it. Claim it. Be it. And now that you are comfortable in your highest frequency, connect that highest frequency in your soul to the highest frequency in the universe from the Creator. Align with that energy. And now, let's transmit that energy out to the world. Allow yourself to see yourself completely enlightened right now with that light. The light of a million stars, the light brighter than the sun. And now send that energy out to the world. Send that energy out to something that needs your energy, like Australia, or maybe someone going through a crisis. This is how you send out your prayers. If someone asks you to pray for them, from this place. So let's send this energy out as a prayer of positive energy to something or someone that needs it right now. Feel how it feels to send this energy out. Sending it from your highest place in your soul, connected to God, to the other. Allow it to be free after you sent it. In Hawaii, we have a phrase after a prayer, Amama, Amama, Ua Noa. That means the prayer is freed. Why do we want to free a prayer? Because we know it's been accepted and transmitted and we are not in control of it. God and the highest source of energy and the one receiving it is now in control of it. And we believe it is so. We release it, and we come back into our energy field, and we're grateful, so grateful for knowing that energy was sent by the highest source. And we say, and so it is, because we believe it, and we accept it, and we embrace it, and we're grateful for it. So we say, thank you, God. And now slowly come back to yourself and remember you are a transmitting light force. You can send and you can receive energy from the source. It is not you that is doing it. It is the Father, Mother, highest energy source of all that is doing that work. And so we are so grateful for that power that is at work. And we are the ones that are light workers using the toolbox, gratitude, love, light, nature, breath. And I'll close with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. Avum de Porshmaya, ni de gada shashama, te te malkuta. Nawe to save your knock, Akana de Borshmaya O Baraha. Howlan Lakma de Sun Kanan Yamana. Washwoklan Albain, I cannot dapanyan shwa kinalhaya bain. Ula talan el nisiona, ela pisan menbisha. Metal de la ki malkuta u haila utish bakta la alam. Amin, amen. Which translated says, Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, Focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter forgetfulness tempted by false appearances, for from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Thank you, friend, for listening, and thank you for doing your light work and for helping transmit and receive that light. God bless you always.